you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
He hasn't been convicted yet. We're going to take this to DX Daily Court.
Yep.
What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. You know, your favorite podcast in the world. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, music lover, music appreciator, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host and hip hop aficionado, A-Dub.
Yes, it is Friday. We're kicking the weekend off with some big weekend energy, big vibes, and big scandals, I think.
Yeah.
Tory Lanez has been accused of stealing flows and stealing bars from Cassidy, of all people. Diddy has announced his new album, and he even gave us a release date for it, too, so I don't think he's playing about this one. Now, Tinashe has announced her new album as well. The Neptunes are on the 50 greatest producers of the 21st century list. And we have tons more new music. I'm talking about that new Kanye West album, new music from Young Blue, Kid Laroi, Childish Major, and more. Let's get down to it. Okay, starting things out with Tory Lanez, your favorite person in the world, A-Dub.
Yeah, he has the key to my heart. Tory Lanez does.
He's been accused of yet another treacherous act. No, not shooting someone this time. No, not domestic violence. But he's been accused of stealing flows and stealing bars.
Mm. In case you gotta solve,
we gotta try to solve this one, man. What are the allegations? What are the charges? Let's get to it.
The allegations are that saying that Tory Lanez is stealing the flow of Cassidy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what this stems from is Tory Lanez was recently on Hot 97. He went on Funkmaster Flex's show to do a freestyle. Now, this freestyle had already been circulating because in these bars, he claims that he was framed in the Megan Thee Stallion shooting. So it was already going viral because of that. But now they pulled up some old Cassidy bars that Tory Lanez used in the freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And Cassidy, he did a whole post on it. He did an expose on it, if you will.
Yeah, there's a video going around where it shows, I guess, Tory Lanez is not new to doing this to Cassidy, but it was a freestyle he did back in 2017, which has similar flow to a Cassidy song. And then he did it again in this recent one on Funk Flex. So someone had took this video and put it together, and Cassidy took the Instagram and shared that video.
Yes.
And he said, "I'm Tory Lanez's favorite rapper. Ain't no denying that. Hashtag GOAT gang. Show me the respect I deserve and let's get to this chicken. Bars is back. The energy."
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get a side-by-side comparison going, shall we?
Yes.
Smoke like quick drags. I click fast and bang your bitch ass. Brain from your chicken, the whip that I just crashed.
Usually, I click fast and bang your bitch ass. Ain't nothing changed. I got cane for the quick cash.
That's why I feel like I'm the most hot in the place. A lot of niggas saying they hot, but they not in the place. And your block, it ain't hot, man. It's
Tory.
Next mm-hmm. nigga diss Tory Lanez, about to get shot in his face.
I got more change than you got in my couch. And the next cat scream my name, going to get shot in the mouth.
The war. Hey.
If you
same flows.
Yeah.
My leprechaun bundles is getting them dummy high. I sold 5s and 25s from 25.
They sell 20s, that'll get you dummy high. Bagged in the 125, oh, yeah. 125. Oh,
yeah. Same lingo.
Yeah. Same lingo.
Nigga X about me. Nigga X about me. I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler, homie. I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler, homie. Nigga X.
Okay, I don't know why they played I'm a Hustler at the end, but...
like promo, like we know the song. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was pretty popular when it came back out.
Yeah.
We didn't need to promote the old record, but...
Right.
So with those side-by-side comparisons, you can clearly see that Tory Lanez got those bars and that same flow from those Cassidy songs that they played.
Yeah, even like, of course you couldn't see the video, but... you had to tell that was Tory Lanez and that was Cassidy going because they almost sounded the same too in a way.
And we all know that rappers pay homage in freestyle sometimes or in songs. They'll take a bar or two from a largely popular song that came out back in the day or some other rapper that they look up to. Or they'll flip the bar and make a play on words off of it. Things like that. Switch it up.
Yeah.
But these seem to be... very, very similar, and he did it over multiple bars. Like, this isn't just a quick line here or there. This is multiple bars.
And I don't know if, like, him having Cassidy beats made him feel like, you know, you just happen to go that same flow because you know the Cassidy song, but it's the fact he did it so much. I don't know.
It was a lot. It was a lot. I'm not gonna lie. We gotta put this to DX Daily Court, like, yeah. And see what people say, because... is this okay? Like, is this cool for people to do? Is this fine? Like, in rap, because he did it over his beat and didn't lie when he was called out on it? Or is this, like, a violation?
Yeah, I don't know the rules and regulations with that one. But actually, Tory Lanez did respond to the comparison because he said, "You're one of my favorite rappers, Cass. What's the problem? I guess this is what happens when you try to pay homage. The first freestyle, I shouted your name out because you did inspire me. The second one, I went on your beat. It's just sad how you old dudes be mad at the young dudes for not showing love. Then when we do, we get responses like this."
You know what Tory Lanez should have said?
What?
"I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth."
You should have kept it at that, because that response doesn't really do it for me. It doesn't excuse it. Like, okay, oh, I took your bars because I'm inspired by you and I love you. Like, no, that don't make it okay. That don't make it right. Mm-hmm. Like I said, a bar or two... cool. That's paying homage. But taking multiple bars over the span of a freestyle.
Yeah.
That's like you got Cassidy. Cassidy's your ghostwriter at this point.
At this point, like, did Cassidy write this before you went on Funk Flex? Like, let us know.
And we also got to point out that Tory Lanez has a history of this. I mean, people were saying that he stole Drake's flow for the longest when he first came out. Like, he's a cadence / flow hopper of other people's flows, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
And then he had the whole knock on him about not being able to make his own song, had to do with samples. Every one of Tory's bigger songs, there's a sample in it. And that's kind of like his claim to fame a bit. So it's a little shaky, man. It's a little shaky right now. That's all I'm saying. He hasn't been convicted yet. We're going to take this to DX Daily Court.
Yep.
But I feel like if it turns out that he really did shoot Meg Thee Stallion, like, and he gets convicted in real court, I feel like they should put extra time on his sentence for stealing these bars from Cassidy too. Like, if he gets like 5 years, he should get 6, and the extra year can be for him stealing these Cassidy bars, because this is egregious.
It's only right. We gotta, you know, play by the law. We gotta be fair and true in court. So if you do the crime, you gotta do the time.
Come on, DX Dalians. Daily Gang, whatever we want to call them. We're going to think of a name for them. But we need y'all to help us figure this out. Is Tory Lanez guilty of stealing these Cassidy bars? Or was he paying homage? Let us know. Now let's talk about some love. We got all that controversy out the way. Let's talk about some love. Diddy has announced a brand new album, and he's given us the release date for this album already. So this is serious.
Yeah, we haven't heard a Diddy album since 2015 with that money-making Mitch. And he posted up on his Instagram. It's going to be called Off the Grid.
Oh.
Yep, and he says the album is coming out September 24th of this year. And then he says, "Welcome to the love era."
I need Diddy to break this down for me. I know what love is. I know what love means. But the love era, what does this entail? Like, let us know. Because I've been seeing these parties that Diddy's been throwing. And everything's been about the love era, the love era, the love era. Break it down for us, Diddy. What is the love era? What all are we getting in this love era? We're getting this new album. Are we going to get, like, new love Ciroc flavors? Like, what else we get into this love era? Let us know. Because I'm on board with this. Diddy's got his new hairstyle.
Yeah.
He's on Instagram doing sit-ups, trying to get the dad bod right. Like, I'm feeling the love era, but just define it for us a little bit so we know and we can get behind it 100%.
Yeah, for sure, because you go from bad boy era into love era. It has to be like a complete, you know, 180.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm here for a new Diddy album for sure. Like, I want to see who all's going to be on this album. You know, he's going to be on his Khaled vibes and putting songs with five of the most big artists in the world on it. So I'm here for it. We're ready for new Diddy.
Yeah, I saw in the comments a couple artists, you know, being hyped for it as well. And a couple artists being like, oh, I hope our song made it. Or things like that. So he's definitely working with some people. So,
Okay. While we're on the subject of new music, Tinashe has also announced her new album, and it's called 333.
Yep. She took to Instagram as well, and she said her new album will be dropping on August 6th. And she dropped the cover art as well, which kind of like has the revealing of a third eye type of thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can pre-order the album. And she does have a new song out as well to go with the album. And she announced a tour as well. So Tinashe is on it.
Okay, she got it lined up. Now, I was going to tell her the same thing that I just said about Diddy, which is define this 333 thing for us. Because when you're saying 333, I'm thinking about Jay-Z 444. I'm thinking about Drake and his 666 and the Illuminati and their 666 and the devil and his 666.
Right.
These triple numbers. So we need some explanation behind this. What does 333 mean? Is it just about the third eye thing? We need clarity.
Yeah, like, I hope she breaks that down, because I know a lot of people believe in like angel numbers and number they see all the time. So maybe 333 is an angel number for Tinashe, but I forgot what 333 means as an angel number. But
our psychics, our tarot card readers, our astrologists, all of those, that gang, chime in and let us know what 333 means. Palm readers, everybody,
please tap in.
Oh, she also got a little spicy too when she was announcing this new album. She revealed that she lost a feature on Jack Harlow's album to Chris Brown.
Yeah, because someone had wanted her to make like a kind of like a bisexual song as well, like kind of how Kehlani will do sometimes. And Tinashe was like, I made one with Jack Harlow, but he put Chris Brown on it instead, which is referring to the Already Best Friends song.
Yeah, shout out to Yeah Ali too, you know, he produced on that. Can't say I blame Jack Harlow, no shade, like, if you put Chris Brown on the song, it's gonna take you a bit further than anybody else, not even just Tinashe, but like putting your song out with Chris versus putting it out with anybody other than like, say, Drake or somebody like that, is just gonna take it to a different level. So I don't understand why there would be any salt behind that. Like, you should just understand, like, I see why you did that, Jack Harlow.
Right, that's the music business, sis. Like,
yeah, don't get salty about that, because I'm sure there was songs that she did with people that other people might have gotten taken off of, and vice versa. So
exactly.
No, that just is what it is. But in other music news, the Neptunes have been named one of the 50 greatest producers of the 21st century.
Hey, congratulations.
Yes, well deserved. Now, this list is from Billboard, and it's not just hip hop on this list. So this is in all of music, and the Neptunes got the number 2 spot on this list.
Oh, number 2?
Yes.
Who's number 1?
A guy that produces for Taylor Swift. Sir.
Oh, my. Taylor wins everything.
I'm not saying he's world renowned. I just forgot his name. I know the Neptunes. I don't know him.
Right. I don't even know
who
that is.
This is hip hop. This is DX Daily, where we keep you updated on all things hip hop, music, culture. So we're going to celebrate the Neptunes and their number 2 spot.
Period.
But some other notable producers were, of course, on this list. The best of the best. We're talking about Timbaland. We're talking about Tricky Stewart, Noah, 40, Shabib, Mustard, Lil Jon, Swiss Beats, Dr. Dre. You know the type.
Yeah, you know the taglines. All of those people are up on this list.
Yeah, they're all in the top 20. But as far as like the Neptunes defining work, Billboard was debating back and forth about whether it was Nelly's Hot in Here or Clips's Grinding. Now, I'm here to tell you, Billboard, it's Grinding. We love Hot in Here. Both of those songs are classics. But Grinding just was a different moment in hip hop culture.
Like, that's the beat that you did at the lunch table, like, every time. Like,
exactly.
Come on.
Like, there would be no Hot in Here without Grinding. Like,
period.
So, those were their defining songs. And then, of course, the Neptunes are still going strong now. Like, they just produced Brent Faiyaz and Drake, Wasting Time. This is new stuff that they're still doing. So, you know, they gave us our classics, but they're still putting out relevant, current, modern things. Even on Snow Allegra's album, they did a joint with Swae Lee and Rico Nasty recently. They did Moneybagg Yo recently. Like, Neptune's is out here still.
Yeah, they're still popping, so love to see it.
Now let's get on to some new music releases. It's New Music Friday. We got the vibes out. DX Rising Star Young Blue, who dropped Moon Boy. The Kid Laroi dropped F Love Over You. And then we have Childish Major. Shout out to him. He dropped Thank You God For It All.
Some pretty big names, big releases on this Friday.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Lot to get into. We're going to let you get into it. That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms. A-S-H-I-A is Asia. S-K-Y-E is Sky.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
Yep, have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday with more daily news.
See ya.